all the viewers around the world, welcome to yet another exciting episode of Airworthy Talks by Udaan Aviation Academy. For today's episode, we have with us the very young and talented professional from the world of aviation safety and security, Mr. Nanda Kumar Vasudevan. Nanda sir comes with 15 plus years of experience across various facets of aviation safety and security. He is currently the CEO of Arunanan's Aviation Academy based out of Bangalore. Let's hear from the man himself. Hello, Nanda sir. Welcome to our show. How are you?
Yeah, welcome. Thank you. First of all, Subhashish, I'm really good. By God grace, because with this grace only we are doing it, all the things. And it's a wonderful opportunity to meet you all in this platform to share my experience about aviation security. See, there are many people have a few more doubts of what is aviation security. They know only airport job. That's a airline people. But what is security in that? Many people don't know what is the department goes at. Yes. And happy going to share all my experience here within, I don't know how many minutes it's going to take. And
Perfect, sir. I think that is what students, they want to know. See, everyone sees aviation industry that, okay, there is pilot, there is cabin crew, but very few people know things like aviation security, which is one of our backbones. And I particularly want to start with your journey in the world of aviation security. You come with good 15 plus years of experience. So you could let us know your like kundali into aviation industry.
Yes. Thank you. That's really an interesting thing I want to share, definitely. First of all, I want to tell that basically I'm from Chennai. I'm born and brought up from Chennai. And my family, my area, my environment belongs to aviation environment, where you can see AME, where you can see a pilot, cabin crew, and a cleaner, whatever support staff, everybody we can see. So they are well groomed. You cannot see anybody with a beard. All are neatly groomed, and the way they wear the shirt, pant, everything is completely pressed. So I came in that, and I have done my BBA. So I was at home for 1 week, and I got a call. My uncle, my dad's brother, he told me, "Da, there's an interview." One word. I know which airline, what position, nothing. Because you know, in those days, 2005, 6 and all, we don't have smartphone. We have only normal phone. So I'm prepared myself with the same color. I didn't wear a blazer, the same color of light blue and the same maroon tie. And it's all Allen Solly and a gray pant. So I've groomed well, nice haircut, and I went. The day I started, and my dad is very much perfect in, because he's a central government staff. We work for railways and all. Perfection. Timing means we need to be there before 1 hour. And that too for airline. And I stay very near to airport. The compound ends in the Chennai airport where I stay. So hardly 3.5 kilometer. If you go in the bike, it will take minimum 10 minutes. So I've been there by 7:30. Same one question they ask. I used to tell to all the students, if I call by 12 o'clock, what time you'll report to airport? Without a fraction, I didn't take much time. I told, sir, I'll be here by 12:30 or 12:25. How? So the moment you call, I'll go, I'll shave, I'll get ready, and I'll start my bike by 12:20. Then 15 to 12:20, I'll be here by 12:25, sir. And from there, I need to walk to your office. It'll take 3 minutes. See, they want a person that how much he's interested and the time of emergency. I don't know that question why he asked, because after joining into security department only, I came to know the time of emergency. Any emergency crisis come, we need more manpower. So they want people who stay near. For example, I was in week off. I was in a leave. So they will call me. How quickly I'll come. So that's thing. And it went well. And I started my career as a trainee security executive in Chennai with Paramount Airways. That is no more now. So I was working there as a trainee. And immediately I wrote my AFSEC exam, aviation security. See, basically, many people will be thinking, what is security? With the moment when you go there, you need to write the exam. No, it's very important and very interesting subject. And I really love my job and the designation which they given. It's simply, many people think what kind of job it is. But the moment when you go inside only, you'll know what a job you're doing it. So that I'm going to explain everything in this upcoming session. And the 2006, I cleared my AFSEC. That's my first attempt, 15 days training. The importance which they given to us is very impressive for us. My senior, all are ex-army people. You know, ex-army people, how they work, how they treat you. It's like an arrogant way, you know, but that's make me to sit here now. I really want to thank those people. That's the reason I'm sitting here. And within a 6 month of span, I cleared my X-ray screener, the certified screener, because we need to screen the baggages, hand baggages and check-in baggages and all. So in that position, I cleared it. And then I started my career. And within my 3 years of span of time, I became an executive. Then the company was about to shut down. Then I immediately shifted to SpiceJet as a executive, security executive. And I worked within 6 months, I became senior exe. And then I became a duty manager there. And immediate fall in Bangalore. They want 4 duty manager to be get transferred from any other station. So my CSO was watching, who's very much best, so that we want those people. So they pulled me out from there. With me, another 3 people came, all are, because we are new. See, guys, I'm telling you, I'm very near to airport. Okay, it takes 15 minutes for me to reach. If my shift over, I'll come back. Think that I come to another city. And I went and spoke to my dad. Dad, this is what happening. My dad said, yeah, good city, go, man. You won't feel sweating there. Huh? It's a good and a chill city. Without any point, he told me that. So I was really happy. Then I came back to Bangalore. That's my year, 2015. February 22nd, I reached Bangalore. Then I started my career working as a duty manager here. And within 1 year span of time, I became a security head here. I'm taking care of all security. Here, we learned a lot of administration work. There in Chennai, we work groundwork. But here, about audits, about files, about documentation, what is required. So blah, blah, everything, rostering, everything I learned here. Then, you know, when you become a security head, you need to know everything. And seeing my work, and that I got a call from Indigo, the latest, very passionate it's airline. So they called, I got a call from that there's a vacancy for security manager. Then I attended the interview, and I worked there from 17 to 19. And then I resigned, and I joined as a aviation trainer, teaching classes for a BBA aviation student from 19 till now. I'm teaching for the university. And seeing my excellence and industry expert, Bangalore University called me for a syllabus maker. Then I done my syllabus for BBA aviation student in 2020 and 21. And yes, and recently we started our own academy called Arunan's Aviation. It's because me and my wife, Aruna, her name is Aruna, and my name is Nanda. So we joined, we made it as Arunan's Aviation Academy. Our only aim is to give proper placement for the student. We are giving 100% placement. And this is all about me. And yes, thank you.
Right. You're welcome, sir. And thank you so much for elaborating your journey in detail for everyone who is listening and viewing this. See, everyone starts from the bottom. And over a period of time, with hard work, with efforts, with dedication, you slowly and steadily rise up the ranks. Life gives you a lot of, opportunities which you never dreamed of. Like with Sir, all of a sudden, that job from Bangalore, Sir, landed out here, and just everything is history. So everyone watching this episodes, you will be getting such opportunities. But the idea is to stick there in the industry, follow your basics, and the industry will equally reward you over a period of time. Thanks for that insight, sir. Now, I will definitely bore you with the world of aviation security. My first thing, and this is something that learners generally ask, I'm sure you might have also got this question, is that what is the typical line, what is the typical day in the life of an airport security personnel and the airline security personnel? Are they both same? Are they both different? What is airline security and what is airport security personnel out here?
Yes, sir. Yeah, very good question. There are many people here still, they'll be thinking that what is airport security? See, basically, they'll think that airport security means there's one task. Yes, no, it's not a big... See, first of all, I want to explain you. There are airport security we have, and we have airline security. Airport security will take care of the airport. For example, with the entry and exit of the airport, you'll be completely manned. It'll be completely manned by airport security. What is airline security? See, airline security, first major thing, I'll give a small clarification for you people. What is airport and what is an airline? So many people will be thinking they both are same. No. For example, a house owner is giving a houses for a rent. So the rent tenant people who's coming and taking, using the houses, they are called, the house owner is a airport and the tenant is an airline. So they are utilizing all the services. For example, car parking, gym, walking area, play area, semi-furnished or furnished, electricity bill, water, blah, 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 all this maintenance. So we need to pay. Same likewise, airport is just a building, will give facilities to the airline. As well as airline will utilize it. Whatever utilization, they need to pay. So for airport, we have a security. And for airline, so now you understand. See, now I am the one who secure for my place to take care of my belongings, my wife, my kids, my car, everything we need to take care. Likewise, airline have a security to take care of the major part, passenger, aircraft, and then the staff. So all these three involved. So now hope you guys have a proper clarity about what is airport and what is an airline and what the security will do. They need to take care of their properties, for example, aircraft, the staff, and the other things. So same wise, so now here, who is airport security? First of all, there's before when I was a kid, I used to told you, the beginning itself, I stay very near to airport. My uncle, all are working in airport. Normally, when as a child, when you are 5 to 6 years old, where you'll go in the evening to park, beach, blah, small area, wherever you'll. But we'll go to airport. My uncle comes, will tell uncle, please take us to airport today. And he will tell to my mom, keep your kids ready. By 5 o'clock, I'll come and take. So we'll go home, we'll put powder, we'll be ready, waiting when he will come. He'll come with the Omni van. I still remember the Omni van. Yeah. It'll open like this with Air India stickers, everything. Because these people work inside, they'll bring the vehicle out. I told them, we're very nearby. We all go inside, we'll see. That time I saw normal police people taking care of the airport. And he will tell our kids, and we're going to show them inside. Free, they'll go. We'll go inside. I went to the viewing gallery. From that time, I don't know. It's all because of them only. I'm sitting here. From that time, I know what is airline ground operation. When the aircraft shocks on, like it's coming into the bay, my uncle start explaining to me, see, that is coming. See, this is vehicle, is this. So the way he explains me, I fixed my mind. Okay, I'm going to work here only. The moment I join, I know everything I saw in this age of 5 to 6. He showed me the pushback, tow truck, aerobridge is connecting. See, passenger going out. See, immediately they cup that belt, baggage is offloading. They're putting in the trolley. I saw lively there. So now here, that time, we have local police people to take care of the
airport security.
After, there is one big incident happened in India. Everyone know about it. It was there in the documentary and all. 1999, IC-814 got hijacked in the December 24th evening from Kathmandu to Delhi. So after that incident, introduction of CISF was done. CISF, Central Industrial Security Force. So those people was introduced. See, we know when you do any mistake only, we learn from it, correct? So aviation also like that. I want to hats off to our aviation and CISF, what decision they have taken. After that incident, there is no, I should not tell touchwood, nothing happened. There is no hijack was happened because the security measures was carried out by those people. It's awesome. So now you know who's airport security. They'll take care of entire airport and they'll take care of anti-hijacking measure. That's why when you go, they'll check your body, they'll check your bag, they'll ask you to remove your belt, sometimes shoes, isn't it? So those things will done by CISF. They'll check your hand baggage, that is your carry-hand baggage, and your body, like whoever entry into that. That's what we have a slogan called no search, no flight. So this is done. And coming back to our airline security, as I told you, we'll take care of passenger belonging, that means baggage, and the aircraft and the staff. So now here, what happened? The moment you became a security staff, you should know what is security, why this is happening. As I told you, the hijack, because of heavy threat. The high threat was happening because they are hijacking the aircraft for the demand to release those people from the jail. That's a big story. I don't want to elaborate here. So due to that reason, it will create more impact on aviation. First of all, it's not an easy task. One aircraft costs almost 500 crores and above. And it's a country-involved matter. So that easily targeted by the media. So, for example, if anything happened in Bombay, a small truck crashed or met with an accident, only those people know. Sitting here in Bangalore, I don't know. But when anyone did something, any incident happened. Now we are sitting in this generation, it's smartphone and all. We know what happened recently when somebody was smoked on board in the Indigo flight, it came immediately, we can see, but those days we can't see. So airline, aviation is a mass media attraction. So immediately entire country will come to know, oh, in this country, this is what happened. So to avoid that, they introduced CISF. Now CISF was started from 2000 January. See, when it happened, it's almost 6th day of span of time. They introduced CISF in the month of January of 2000. Okay, now coming to this airline, airline security will take care of the baggage scanning. What baggage? The check-in baggage, the bigger baggage, the luggage. So we need to take care because it's carrying in our aircraft. So there should not be any distraction. Nowadays, you know, people, they should not carry a power bank. It's a battery. Because power bank should not be carried in your check-in baggage. You need to carry in your hand baggage. So we... just giving an example. So these kind of item, what is required, what is not to allow, what is allowed and what is not allowed, we will check and we will accept. Main thing is passenger safety, our safety and aircraft safety. We need to take care of this because in our aircraft, pilots and cabin crews are traveling and passenger and aircraft. Aircraft also are asset. So we need to take care of, consider keeping in that mind, these three major points we'll cover and we'll check the bag. And then the next procedure, what we will do is, we will take care of the aircraft search. For example, aircrafts come from one destination going to another destination. Have a search of aircraft, whether the aircraft is fit, whether everything is in proper place. There should not be any endanger or something like that. And any such issues should not be happen. If it's clear, then we'll start the boarding. And we'll do major varieties of work. For example, segregation of baggage. Right passenger, right flight. Right baggage, right flight. For example, Subhash is traveling from Bombay to Chennai. His bag to be loaded in the Chennai flight. If Chennai I load the bag in the Delhi flight, now Subhash will be landing in the arrival with no baggage. We need to take care of this and the bags need to be screened and we have access control of the aircraft. For example, when you enter into any department or any an apartment, when you're coming inside, the security guy is making entries like that. Access control, who can allow those people only can enter, who is authorized can enter. And we have the other areas to take care of all the things like catering and cargo, screen the cargoes and check the catering carts, whether any endangered articles are there. Everything needs to be safe. So hope you understand about what is airport and airline security.
Airline security, right. So airport is predominantly taken care by CISF. And obviously they are looking for anti-hijack measures. With airline security, it's all about the aircraft, the passenger, their luggage, and the staff themselves. So making sure that these people are safe. So I think that's a very good differentiation, sir, that you have given and very easy to understand. Lot of students, they sort of come and they say that, okay, I'll join security, but then how will I grow in this industry? How will my future sort of grow in the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years time? So, sir, since you have been a part of this particular journey, could you tell us, our learners, that, okay, this is how you could grow within the field of security. And these are some of the alternate options that are also available after you have gained some experience.
Yes. Good. See, now that's very important. The moment when whoever might be, being a normal human, what I'm going to do in the future. So if I join with this package, and what will be my package? Will it increase? Yes, everyone person like that only. What you're going to do after in the future? Yes. See, being into an airline security or an aviation security, you will have a basic knowledge. See, the moment when you go inside itself, the airline or airport will give the lot of training to you. You need to give certification course and you need to do a lot of theory and practical work also. You need to do it. Nothing much. Your experience matters a lot. That means on the job training, the moment when you go, your senior will be taking care of you. They'll be teaching you all these things. And here we have to going to deal with passenger and as well as with the law and enforcement people also. Like we have customs and immigration inside and we're going to have DRA people, all this involvement, government involved people will be there. So you have to have a very good communication skill to handling this passenger and handling this law enforcement and government people as well as. First of all, so the moment when you're going to work, you need to be more excel in your work. It doesn't mean that when you go there, the job is very much tiring job. No. If you think like that, you cannot grow in it. Every job is very much difficult. Doesn't mean that if you see the captain is flying the aircraft, he only know what difficult it is to how to land the aircraft. So for that only they are highly paid. I'm just giving an example. So every job, yes, every job is little difficult only. Without difficulty, we cannot get anything. So the moment you keep growing in your life, within a span of 5 years, you'll become a manager or duty manager.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the next, as Subhashish was asking, in future, what is the alternative? Yeah, alternative, I can tell you, there are many students, there are many staff who are getting a good offer in other countries. Okay. For example, in my experience, my juniors who worked with me, who worked under me, all the agents, security, executive, there are many people working in Qatar Airways, UAE countries. There are few people still, they're working for London and Glasgow kind of airport. They're working as a security guys. And here, where the one more thing is, the people will come, work for 3 years, gain knowledge, all the certification course, and they'll be settled down in UAE country. And there are many, many airlines and airports are required our people. Why? Because we are very well versed and we'll follow all the procedure. We will be, see, now for them to taking us is very easy because we have all the documents ready. Correct? And with experience. So that people will think, okay, when I go and work there, I'll get some extra money. Everybody working for that one. So within a span of 5 years, they'll be settling back, come back here and do. And one more thing, cruise. You might be knowing the ship, very big, huge ship, cruise ship. Yeah, those people required us, a security manager or security executive, to screen the baggages and checking the passport and visa and taking care of entire ship into control of safety and security. Any issues, how to handle it and watching the CCTV camera, monitoring it, all the stuff we required our people who are going to work under this aviation. Not be thinking, oh, you're done aviation, what job you'll do in future? No. This is an alternative job. You can easily get it down, guys. And one more thing I can tell you, you know, this mall. Nowadays, malls are, you can see a lot of malls are increasing.
Yeah,
and you,
shopping malls.
Mall security. Yes, mall security. One of my friends became a mall security. And he'll be taking care of a security manager of and controlling the entire mall. So in time of emergency, in time of evacuation, how to do it. Why? Because we worked in this aviation with this knowledge, it'll be related to there. So kind of many options are there. I've given three steps for you guys. It'll be more helpful.
Very nice. Very nice. I think, sir, you have actually opened up a new Pandora box of avenues for a lot of aviation security professionals, because a lot of them, they start that, okay, they will start in aviation, they'll die in aviation. Okay. But then out here, you have given this couple of brilliant out of the aviation opportunities, whether it is in the cruise line industry, whether it is in the shopping mall business, which is ever increasing in metro cities and tier two, and in fact, all the cities in India. So I think that's where people could find a lot of alternative and long lasting careers. Right. So I think
One minute. Adding on this, I'm a very good example. I'm sitting here with this experience. I've been into teaching. And I've started my own academy and sitting here. So this is also your alternative opportunity for you guys. I forgot.
Absolutely.
That.
I think it's from your personal experience itself. So yes, an alternative career into teaching, obviously that also helps. Now, there are a lot of, students who are currently in their plus two. Okay. And they are exploring career opportunities. Okay. A lot of them, they know aviation through the lens of cabin crew and pilot only. But let's say if they see this podcast, they see that, okay, sir is talking about aviation security. For you, sir, what are some of those entry-level skill sets or qualification that an aviation professional or security professional should have to join this particular industry?
Yes, sir. There are many people thinking, the moment airport job means cabin crew, captain. Mm. Many people are thinking, I want to become a captain because they don't know the entire knowledge about this. They want to become like that. Aircraft means the airport aviation job means they will be thinking like that. Why it happened to me once, I'll tell you a small, because this should be very interesting. Me and my friend, we are traveling to submit one document to the city. We are going in a casual dress, but we are going in a very beautifully groomed. I'm talking about 2011. Okay, young age, wearing all casual. We get caught. That time only they told to wear a helmet. We're not wearing helmet. We got caught. So the moment police was asking and we are telling the blah, blah. Then we told we are working in airport. Immediately, the police guy was asking us, what, sir, you are a pilot. My friend told, with our span, immediately told, yes, I'm a pilot. He's a first officer. I can't control my laugh. See, why I'm telling you, the public people, see, think about civil or public people, they're thinking that airport means pilot, because the way you carry yourself, see, why he told us, because the way of grooming, the way we groom, he told, oh, look like a very well groomed person, so you are from airport, means they think pilot. So yeah, very good, you told, that's everywhere it's happening the same, they'll be thinking pilot or a cabin crew. No, for this, yeah, plus two people, yeah, those who have studied plus two, I cannot tell that, yeah, you will get a job, but into this security, airline security, means you required a basic degree. But I'm telling you, because the thing is, it is not in our end, it is with BCAS, Bureau of Civil Aviation Security. Those standard people will lay down the procedure that any staff who can enter into the conclusion of this heavy airline security, they need to done the BBA or any degree they need to do. Why? Because after this, once you got selected, you need to write an exam. I told you, AFSEC, aviation security. So you need to write that exam for 100, you need to get 80%. So that's the reason they fixed this, because plus two people. And moreover, this job is not an easy task job. Like right time, how to react, how to think, take decision. Because here you're going to deal with all safety and security issues. Not customer service means if it is not there, if Italy is not there, they'll give dosa, not the vada. There's no alternative here. So yes, those people required, you hope you understand what I'm going to explain to you.
Those
people only, those candidate, those student only, they required. So basic degree they required. And yes, you can, I can tell you another option also, join with a plus two. You can, because many agencies are taking with a plus two as a customer service. You can work for 1 year or 2 year. In the meanwhile, you can apply for a degree, and then you can shift your position from customer service to security also.
Right. Understood. So I think very well said, sir. So a degree is essential. Keeping in mind the roles and responsibility of the job role needs that maturity out of a professional. So hence a bachelor's degree, and then obviously you give your AFSEC, you clear those examination, and then you become a qualified security professional. Right. Thanks for that, sir. Now, a lot of students who are from the aviation industry or who are also not from the aviation industry, how could they, could know more about aviation security? How, or what are the sources through which they could learn more about aviation security? Any tips from your end as to how or where they could learn more about aviation security?
See, basically, when the moment you enter into the airport for airport job itself, it can be any department. The first thing is they will train you into the security procedures. That's a basic thing. The moment you see, I cannot blindly leave you into the road, or you can cross this road without teaching you the signals, without teaching you the all this process and all. So the moment a newborn baby, that means a new staff, comes to the aviation, we will give ramp safety training and first security training. That goes to everyone. Even a helper, even a support staff, they should know what is security procedures we need to follow in case of emergency, to whom to report. Because we are working in a sensitive place. First thing. And moreover, they will also know about this process, because simultaneously these people are working with us. There are other departments except security. We have customer service, we have catering, and we have cabin appearance, and we have engineering team, and we have cargo. So and administration, that is different. So these people will work with us in the operation team. So all these people will know how a security process need to be done. There are many people in airlines nowadays. Airline, we got IJP, inter job positioning. So if I'm interested in that, I can give my interview, I can shift from customer service to security or ramp or whatever, wherever it is, I can shift. Because the way some people know what is the job and how they are working, what is the passion into it. Some people will join the job for a name purpose and they're not liking it. Yes, they also can jump here and there. This is what airline gave a lot of opportunities. Even a normal customer service girl became a cabin crew. Even a normal security staff became a cabin crew. Life is changing. As it doesn't fix that the moment you enter as a security staff, you'll be in the security till you die. No, it's not like that. It's up to you how you're going to take yourself into the future. How is your thinking? Like I want to become a, if you want to eat, okay, if you're feeling hungry, you need to go take the plate and eat. Nobody else to come and feed you. So if you be hunger for that job, try working for it. I'll tell one example. That's a RAM student, a RAM staff is my junior. He was asking me, Anna, I want to become a cabin crew. Try. Sixth time he tried in IJP, he got rejected. And he was literally crying to me. I said, don't worry, da. Try once again. What is the what is the feedback? Okay, this corrected. Do it. Seventh time he got a cabin crew, started flying with that company for 3 years. Then he went to Qatar Airways. Once you know Qatar Airways, I can see he's in Paris, here, Istanbul, blah, blah, blah. That's, see, guys, I've given this example to my student. You want to grow, you be like this. Keep fix a target.
Right, very true. Perfect. I think rightly said, sir, out there, a lot of learnings within the aviation industry comes actually on the job. And the idea is to keep that passion alive, and that could help you grow from one stage to another. Right. Now, you have worked in this industry for 15 years. I met with any aviation security professional or any aviation guy. They have got a lot of stories to share. So yes. I open up the dais for you as to, could you narrate us a couple of incidences that has happened with you during your aviation security days and your thoughts on it, sir?
Yeah. Yes. Because many, many, see, the moment you told, no, you, the way you explain yourself, you know, oh, these people have a lot of many, see this, I'm not a guy going, working, see, there are many people, they'll come, they'll work the job, they'll go, no, I will also will come and ask, I'll go and ask to that engineer, what is ETOPS? It is written on the aircraft, ETOPS, what is ETOPS? Nobody will ask because that's not my duty. My duty is to check the aircraft. Now I have to become a cabin manager. I need to monitor how these people are working. How is my staffs are working? Any issue, I need to go and talk. That's all. We'll sit in the Jeep. We'll roaming here and there. We'll have an RT with us. What is happening? We'll rush to the place. But I've asked one question. When Amy was there, aircraft maintenance engineer, he was walking around the aircraft, checking everything. I asked, come here, brother. What is this ETOPS? He said, extended twin engine operation. Ah, fine. But what is that? And he explained me. He's explaining me. See, now I am flying in an aircraft, crossing one country to another country on an island, on crossing the sea or ocean. Yes. So that aircraft to be equipped with the raft, like in case it is fell down in the water, it should be floating kind of raft, he told. So that should be equipped. If it is there, it can easily cross the country, or else they should come like this.
Yeah, over kind the of land.
Shortcut, you need to go.
Yes.
So this, everything we need to ask. If I work as only security, yeah, why I have to ask? Man, let him do. No. Yes, coming to my experience. Okay, I want to tell you, I don't know how long it will take, 3, 2, 4, not many other, but I will tell you a basic thing in security, what is exactly happened. When I told you I'm a screener. I started my screening in 2007 itself because 6, I completed my this one and 7. Till 2000, when I became a manager, because once you become manager, you don't need to screen at all because we'll be managing everything. Till 2017, I was screening. Almost six exams we need to write for it. Every 2 years, we need to write. That's what upgradation about us. Six certificate I have. The sixth time when I went, that interviewer, the questioner was asking, hey, what, man? How many years you're doing? Because experienced people, they know what type of question they'll ask. So once what happened, I was screening my bag. I found a passenger bringing, it's be something fishy for me. It's something not relevant for the baggage, but that image, it looked like that. It's come big gunny bag. And I put in that, I asked him to keep on the table because once we have any doubt, we'll go for a physical check. Keep it on the table. Passenger's not agreeing it. Sorry, sir, no search. I said, no search, no fly. That's a basic rule. No search, no fly.
No fly.
And he told, no, I cannot take it. Then you cannot take it, don't fly. No, I'm not traveling with you. Then, see, that's what it can easily figure out. Something, this guy is not a normal passenger.
Yes.
Normal passenger means they will open it. Then I left. I said, if you're not traveling, no? Okay, fine. I canceled the ticket, void. I put void and he went. Immediately, he went and purchased in Jet Airways. Same, from here to Bombay. From Bombay, he's going to some other country. Then we are in Chennai, we'll sit next to next. When I'm sitting here, next one 10 feet or 15 feet, Jet Airways. The right side, another company, Indigo, like that, we'll be sitting. So I told my screener, because screener means we all see guys in
airport. Yeah, it's all one and the same environment.
This guy is little doubt, please take it. Because he purchased, he went to the ticketing counter. I was monitoring the any issue happened. No? We'll keep focusing. We have profiling. We'll do this profiling works and all. We'll be keep on monitoring. This fellow, I was watching. I told my assistant to sit in the chair. He starts screening. Then I was standing and monitoring. See, I'm telling you that passion and that interest, that I don't know how to express the way you stand, the uniform, that's your officer, like the officer. I'm monitoring him. Where he's going? He went to that and he purchased ticket. Then I told my friend, be careful. Then again, what happened? She rejected. And this guy came back. He purchased one more ticket to spiced it again. And he came back to my this one. That time I was having a tea. I went away from my X-ray mission. I was having a small tea break. I'm standing there only because he's in my radar. I didn't leave him. Again, he came back when he's scanning. I got. Then he was carrying a lot of sea cucumber and sea horse.
Okay, it's sea horse.
Related to Wildlife Act. It should not carry. You might be knowing all this. So the moment we opened and checked, it's completely, you know, it's complete stinking. It's all up 2-3 days only they're taken from the underwater and they're transporting illegally to other country to make some medicine in it. So that's one case. And immediately media people all came, and the next day it came into paper. Still my father, he have 4 paper cutting, he's keeping with this for his memory. My son done this and all. One more thing, and another coming back to the same security, one more screening issue. When a same scanning, by the time I have a severe back pain, I told my manager, sir, I'll be coming to the airport, I'll do only screening because I cannot walk on the ramp. No. Agreed, I'm walking. And South African passenger was traveling, and he was carrying some box kind of thing. When I'm scanning, something fishy. Again, when we come to any doubtful, no, that come to the table only. The moment I open, it's a currency making machine. Currency making.
Oh my God.
And he kept some sample also on 2-3 bundles. Aha. That fellow, what he did, you know? I was very cool. I'm telling you, you know, the moment when you face a lot of issues, Subhash, is tomorrow, if any issue comes, also, that only now we know how to handle it.
Right.
Oh, this fellow came next to the table. I was opening. 2 assistant will be there. Like, open the bag. They're opening. This passenger started running. He's trying to running out from the airport. You know who's protecting the airport? I told in the beginning, it's a CSF. Yes, maybe with the weapons. The moment he was about to try, then I know people are there. I said, sir, they cannot run. It's not an easy task. He thinks that is South Africa, nobody will check. I'll tell you proudly, I'm telling you, we Indians are really great in security. I'm telling you, hats off to us. That's what I'm very proud to be in security. Immediately he get caught, he came, and it's cost almost some 6 lakhs rupees, 7 to 8 lakh rupees worth of that item, and confiscated, handed out to police, cases came, and this one. And one more, this one, this all related to security. Why? Because scanning the bag, you should be more careful. I got an Eagle Eye Award from BCAS also, because Eagle Eye Award they'll give who is very much interpretation. I learned, I'm telling you, I learned my job. When I sleep, no, the bags are going in the
one bag after the
other. Yeah, because I'm watching. So I'll watch the bag, I'll open the bag, because I 3 months before becoming a screener, I done this physical check. My senior, those time my seniors used to train. See, I really want to thank those people. Still they are with me, they're guiding me. Those people will tell me, you need to do physical check, then only you'll become a screener, then you go for an exam. So I was doing this physical check. My morning shift time will over from morning 5 o'clock to 1 o'clock. I'll go have lunch, wash my face, get fresh, and come and stand near to the X-ray, because my aim to sit in the chair to screen, touch the keys. I started screening. They're telling, hey, this item, check the back. I check the back till evening 5 o'clock, because I stay near. I did for 3 months. Everything registered from the image bag here. Image bag here. Image bag here registered. If you put anything with part, I'll tell you what is this. I have a very good in image interpretation. One day when couple was traveling to Goa, you know, Goa, most people in Chennai, they'll go for honeymoon. They are newly married couple, while profiling will come to know. I said, what's the honeymoon? Girl is blushing. Then the bag came out. Okay. What, madam? 2 kg Mysore pak. I'm just kidding you. Please don't. Why I'm telling you that is only 2 kg from this shop. That girl asking, how do you know, sir? We brought from this shop that to 2 kg. See, that's all. I'm not being little fun, but my image interpretation is that perfect. What brand they're carrying, whatever it is, we will easily figure it out and we'll. So that's the thing. Two things. There are many I couldn't because time constraint. Right. And one more in aircraft, one passenger was irated. You know, we handled irate, unruly passenger, irated passenger. So one flight coming from Agartala to Bangalore. And fellow was sitting in middle as suddenly got irated and started hitting other passenger. When cabin crew went and console him and to kind of try to put him in control, he gave a tight slap to the cabin crew on the left side. Yeah, left side got completely hurt. And, you know, she's very fair and she became, red completely. An emergency report to ATC, ATC report to AOCC. Then we are into that complete flight. Then we took the passenger out and I told the cabin crew also, see, this is a very serious thing. You need to film an elderly form. So she fell. And we took to the every airport. I'm telling you, boys, girls who are monitoring and watching this, every airport we have a police station. Kind of handling this. We are not police. We are not security. We are just security. We cannot do all this law enforcement. We cannot do it. Okay. Our duty, take and hand it over to them. And security, that police will tell, okay, we need to take the air cabin crew to the local government hospital to get that certificate because she got hurt. See, why I'm telling you this, if I take it into a simple thing, if we can finish it off, we can, but major cases, we cannot do it. Small cases, smoke on board, you recently saw. I saw literally one guy, he looked like an uneducated, but the way he have done that work is really educated. You know how two matchsticks, match strips to BD in his pocket. He went into the lavatory, started smoking. You know, no, in that see, for example, if a mobile phone, we can now scan, we can find out.
It's a mobile phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
But two stick, we couldn't image that machine, X-ray machine, it won't display. It'll be normal like other. So he has very tricky guys. They are two match sticks, two BD and a match strip, you know, not box, that the dotted strip. Straight. And started smoking. I was handling one CSF shouting, they leave him da uneducated. I think you are uneducated guy. Look at what he have done. He's again completed. So this one. And one more thing is, smuggling. Nowadays, you know, gold, everything is happening.
Yes, gold, yes.
So I want to explain this. See, why I'm telling you, this is all day-to-day is happening. People should know. You're seeing a lot of videos. So passenger coming from Calcutta, passenger coming from, not Calcutta, passenger coming from Dubai to Calcutta, Calcutta to Bangalore. It's a domestic flight. From Dubai to Calcutta is an international flight.
International flight.
From Calcutta to Bangalore is a domestic flight. So what happened? These people are coming. And information came to DRI, Directive Revenue of Investigation. That's a department which involves when it goes to more than 20 crores or some, I don't know about exact figure about the value. Whether less value, customs will be taken care of in our international airport. So when it goes beyond that, they said some figure, but I couldn't able to tell you exactly. The DRI people will come. So you might be seeing those people in the movie, like that IAS officer wearing aviator glasses with rough and tough and all. Those guy, I met him in the briefing because they called us for the briefing. This aircraft is coming. It's going to land in half an hour. Who's the officer going to handle? Because they won't go near to the aircraft. They don't have that particular rights to go near to the aircraft to handle this passenger and all. They said, who's the security officer or manager? Then I went and they asked me, this kind of people are going to come. How are you going to separate them from the passenger? And I told, sir, I have handled like this many cases in Chennai. Oh, from Chennai? Yeah. Okay. And that guy also from Tamil Nadu. I don't know from where. Oh, okay, Pathambi, you have to do this. And I said, sir, what is your process? How you will identify Nanda? I said, sir, you don't worry. Once the passenger comes, I will send two staff for the ladder one and ladder two. And I'll ask the cabin crew to display the boarding pass of the passenger. So passengers start displaying. So once the passenger, because they gave the passenger name and seat number. Once the passenger comes, I will look at the passenger and I look at you when he's standing in the ground. So that shows this is the passenger. So he will come separately. Because there are six passengers there. So we identify six, put it in a separate bus coach, take them to a separate place, separate treatment, everything happened. They took out the elometer. We call it elometer. It's almost to more than some crores or something, I don't know. And my same timing, almost 4:30 to 5:30, I was there with them. And then till next day morning, 4 o'clock, I was there with them because this is a big case. So this is all my experience. I have more, but
there are so many
in future, I want to be like them. They are identifying and coming. You might be seeing movie. Everything is real. It's happening day to day. Many people are involved, but I'm just telling you, you should be safer. That's all I can tell you.
Very true. I think wonderful experiences, sir. I think every day at shift in aviation industry itself is an experience. You don't know what will come next. And I think your stories actually justify that as well. That, you know, whether it is, work at Chennai or Bangalore, new incidences that happen always. So thanks for highlighting those particular incidences. My final question to you is, you know, a lot of people or a lot of students who want to start their career within aviation industry, particularly in aviation security, what your piece of golden advice will be to them? What is that they should be careful of?
Yes, that's many people are getting confused in this because they are thinking airport job is very difficult to get. First point. How to approach? That's the only thing. And airport, yes, Airlina airport required well-qualified people. See, why they're keeping interview? To select those people. Correct. So the selection process need to be done properly. So are you get ready? Are you well equipped? Ask yourself. The first and foremost thing, as I told you, if you want to become an airline staff or an airport staff, you need to be well equipped with you. That means your qualification, your minimum qualification to be +2, and the higher one is your degree. So first fix that whether you completed either one or two. As per my advice, if you want to settle down, yes, you can go for a degree. Complete a degree, or many people nowadays you're doing online, isn't it? Do an online course or whatever it is. Now, airline required any degree. Doesn't mean that you want to be a regular, doesn't mean that you want to become a online, no, any degree. And one thing is, you should know about the airline first. What type of job you're going to do? Which airline you're going to work? What is your roles and responsibility? Okay, when you're fixing customer service, what is customer service? You should know, have a basic importance about knowledge about those things, and language proficiency, that means communication. When you're working in the north, you should be knowing Hindi mainly and English and other local language. For example, you are in Bombay, you should know Marathi. That's common. No? Why? Doesn't mean that airport means all well-educated people will come, they will wear blazer tie, you need to talk in English. No, Marathi people also will come. In Chennai, Tamil Nadu, Tamil people also will come. Doesn't mean that. So language proficiency is very much required. Basic thing is English and Hindi and other local language will be local added language. Advantage for you guys. And you should be knowing the security background check. See, for example, you should know about what is security, why security required, as I explained you. So all these things, you should know, have a fair idea about it. Not blindly, you cannot go and sit. Nowadays, everything is getting updated in your smartphone or wherever you can do it. You can get the information very quickly through the social media. So that's the one thing. And basic computer skills are required.
Right.
Basic computer skills. So why they want this? First of all, in Air India, they have exam. They'll give 100 meter race. And they'll ask you to write a letter that you report late. See, why they required all this, whether the 100 meter race, why? Because whether you are able to work with them, because those people and all work like a exact force in the like army people. They'll be wearing khaki and beret with whistle and all. You might be seeing those people in the security. They're the number one security. They'll follow you, all the procedure, everything. And writing. You should have a very good communication, both verbal and writing also. If any incident happened, you need to be elaborated. After recruiting, then nowadays they are keeping written test also. Yeah, they're giving to write your, who's your role model. You need to write. They'll see how is your sentence framing, the sentence, grammar, blah, blah, everything they'll check. And computer skills, yes, your typing skill, how you're drafting a mail, how you're using this Word, that is very important. Word, Excel. Not only you'll do your day-to-day job, you have to do your secondary allocation, documentation work we need to do. You need to do rostering. You need to do any incident happen or any record or whatever it is. You need to create an Excel sheet, take all the names. So next week, there are 20 students, 20 staff need to attend this training. Take down all the name, employee code, are they attend? So all this, they require all this skills.
These
things, I'll tell you, main thing is grooming. First comes, I used to tell everywhere in all the classes, samosa. I'll take that samosa example everywhere. When you see a samosa, the samosa will be very big. And in the evening time, this 4 o'clock, 5:30, will feel a little hunger to with tea and samosa. When you see a samosa, it's too big. It came into your plate. When you're biting it, there is no masala inside. And your hunger is not sufficient. So I want our student, like you who are watching this, you need to be a very well big samosa with well stuffed. It might be chicken or mutton or paneer or peas or aloo or whatever it is. The stuff should be. The outer layer of the samosa is your grooming. Proper haircut. Okay. There are standards they'll follow. So if it is simple standard is enough. If you wear a normal plain shirt with a attractive color of tie or a trouser with a blazer and a proper haircut, clean shave is enough. And nails need to be trimmed, one watch and one ring in one. And compared to it, what color shoe you're wearing, that color belt you need to wear. This is all about for boys, I'm just telling you. Girls, yeah, it's a little bigger, a little extra things you need to do it for girls. So when you do this, your outer appearance of the samosa is perfect, but the inner, yes, the knowledge. That's what I'm telling you before going to the interview. Please go through about the company. What is security? What is customer service? What is ramp? Why they required you? Out of 1,000 students, why they want to select you? That confident and pleasing personality is very much important. And create your communication. Many people have issue with your communication. They might be studying BB Aviation for 3 years. They got certificate, but they can't able to express what is security. Why is security required?
Very true.
What is the importance? Why security is required for the airport? Why the CSF required? So they need to be answerable. They need to be explained clearly. That's all. This is enough, more than enough. That is more than enough. They can easily get it.
Absolutely. I think just to summarize what you have said, obviously it's the samosa term that you have used. It's grooming from outside, knowledge from inside. Okay. Definitely those are two factors that what one could take as a golden advice from what sir have said. On top of it, obviously, you know, a basic bachelor's degree will definitely help you to, you know, cater for those entry level opportunities. That's there. And to top it off, you have got good communication skills. I think that will get you a good start to your journey with an aviation industry. Thank you so much, sir, for those wonderful thoughts. I will now take you to the final section of our podcast, which is called as the rapid fire round.
Okay.
And I don't want you to think much on what the answer could be. Whatever comes first in your mind, you answer that.
Definitely. Okay. Definitely.
So my first rapid fire question to you is, did you like more landside operations or did you like more airside operations?
Airside
operation. You see the aircraft and everything is coming. It's a different view altogether.
Yes.
Right. Perfect. My second question to you is, what is your favorite aircraft till date?
Boeing 777.
There you go. Right. What is your favorite airport so far? Out of all the airports that you have worked, visited on, what is your favorite airport?
Bangalore Airport.
Very nice. In fact, the T2 is so beautiful now. Yes. The T2, extremely nice. What is the best day in your life so far?
The best day in my life so far means this is a tricky. This is not rapid question. I need to...
Well, I won't tell you the personal side. On professional side.
Best day in the sense like the moment I got promoted as a manager.
That was because the best.
That's my hard work. There are many things there, but that makes me more happy.
Absolutely right. And my final rapid fire question to you is, if Nanda sir would have not been in aviation industry, then what Nanda sir would have done?
Basically, I'm a professional in hairstylist, so I thought to open a unisex salon. And one more thing, I was very good in cooking. I worked for hotels in 1.5 years. I know all this process. I thought to, yeah, we started one restaurant also in Bangalore, and that is running. My brother-in-law is taking care. And these are the two things. I was very good in cooking, and I was very good in hairstyling, blah, blah, blah. I thought to open a unisex. This is the thing. If I'm not in aviation,
This is what you would have been done. Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for your time. I think it was lovely. You spoke from the bottom of your heart. And I think you have given very good value tips for young professionals out there. And now the world is out there to conquer the world of aviation security. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Subhashis. And thanks for your entire team. Make this day, that way you approach us, really good. I really, the professional way. Mm-hmm. And you made this day to come. And the question you ask is really good. And the forum, you're creating a very good forum for student, those who want to know about security. Seriously, nobody will come back and take this department as well, as because this department is very, very core department in aviation, because we follow BCS norms. We need to follow it. So everything, as I told you, no search, no flight. So that's the only process. And many people will know more about the importance, how to do it and how to get a job. That's what I'm telling you. You created the outer layer, you created, but inner stuff, we given everything. So this will be a very beautiful session. People are watching it now. They'll be know more about the aviation security and aviation job as well as. So really thank your team and you as well as. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for listening patiently. We hope this podcast have added value to your time with us. With a lot of great content on the lineup, be sure that you have already followed us. For more exciting content and groundbreaking certificate programs, head over to udanaviationacademy.com. Thank you.